This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. I'm telling you right now, it is hot. And you don't need any further details except it's hot. It's legitimately 97 or 98, and then with the humidity and the rest of it, it's 107, 108. It's hot. So just bear that in mind. It's a good day, I'll tell you what. Be sitting inside, air conditioner blaring, some sort of a beverage. You pick your beverage. Reading the very latest from Brad Thor. I have been a fan for years, as you know. Brad has been kind enough to join us in this program many times. And there's a brand new book, Shadow of Doubt, which is officially being released in the next couple of days. And Brad, dude, I don't know how to say this. I think this could very well be the best thing you've ever written.
Wow. I'm honored, Jeff. Thank you.
I was just blown away. Now, look, we've chatted so many times. You know, I love the Harvath books. I get so into them. And I got the advanced copy of this, and I got, like, you know, pages that are folded over and things that are underlined, because I'm thinking, you not only have you done it again, but you've done it better than before.
Well, I got to tell you, that is the Midwest upbringing I've got. My dad having been a Marine and my mom a flight attendant for TWA, they said, don't ever peak. If you're going to be a broom pusher, be the best broom pusher you can be. If you're going to be an author, be the best author you can be. And I think it's incumbent upon me. People are going to invest their time and money in a hardcover book with me, or an ebook, or an audio book. I want them to have the best thrill ride I'm capable of giving them.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of those proverbial e-ticket rides. But for the three people who are not familiar with the character of Scott Harvath, do you mind just bringing people up to speed on who he is?
Well, I've had the Hollywood press call him a younger, cooler, hipper James Bond. And I tell people that, like James Bond, you can go out and see the latest James Bond movie. Doesn't matter if you've seen one before. Same thing with my books. If you've never read a Brad Thor thriller, you can hop right into Shadow of Doubt. And essentially, Harvath is a former Navy SEAL that now does contract work for the CIA. So that's who he is, in a nutshell.
All right, and it's not like he's just hanging out in the suburbs with me, looking at the lawn, going, "Oh, we've got to trim the bushes." This is a guy who's traveling all over the world and is getting involved in things. As an example, in Shadow of Doubt, he's got to make a choice, right? He's faced with one of these choices as to is A right or is B right? Can both be right?
Yeah, so essentially the book opens up with a high-level Russian intelligence agent defecting into Norway with a ton of secrets that could shatter the West. And at the same time, a French intelligence operative has discovered that the French government and intel services are shot through with Russian spies. And so the CIA wants Harvath to lean on his fiance, who is a Norwegian intelligence services deputy director, and to kind of spy on her because she's handling the defection of the Russian intel agent. And Harvath says, no. The CIA can go pound sand, and they dredge up a kind of a morally ambiguous thing that happened on an assignment of his years ago, and they blackmail him into service. This guy is a patriot who has stood up and said yes again and again and again for his nation, and this is how he's being repaid. He's being blackmailed into what they hope will be him spying against his fiance. But the tables turned very, very quickly. It's action from page one. And I did something I've never done before, Jeff, which is I kind of kept the bad guys hidden and in the background. You don't get, you know, every Yeah, no, you don't get every five or six chapters a visit to what the bad guy's planning and what he's doing. So as the reader, you're kind of dealing with the CIA, the French intel services, and the Norwegians trying to figure out what the Russians have in store for the West. So you're getting the little puzzle pieces at about the same time, maybe a little bit faster than my character, Scott Hartnett, and the race is on to get them all put together by the end of the book.
It's an incredible read. Brad Thor is joining us. His brand new thriller called Shadow of Doubt is officially being released in the next couple of days. You can pre-order it. You should pre-order it. You need to pre-order it. Brad, tell me about your adventures preparing for this, because this is one of the things that I love about you. You're writing about France. You're writing about Norway. You're writing, I hope Mrs. Thor is okay, about a beautiful deputy director of the Norwegian intelligence services there. You do a lot of field recon on all of this, don't you?
I do. I was over in Norway. I was over in France, and it looks like Mrs. Thor may have a new divorce lawyer on speed dial. I still haven't been able to convince her that the beautiful blonde Norwegian spy is just fiction.
Man, well, what do you do when you go to, as an example, you go to Norway? Obviously, you're not checking out the deputy director of intelligence. I understand, but when you read one of your books, and I have found this throughout the years, because I say it again in front of everybody. I'm a loyal reader. I love the series. I love the characters. But I also love, as I read your books, Brad, I get the sense that I am walking down that street. That building is so well described, or this office is positioned in such a way. Man, I truly feel like I'm right there with Harvath.
Well, that means I've done my job as a thriller author, and that's why I like to have my feet on the ground in these locations. And I've been lucky enough to assemble an incredible network of people, whether it's in the intelligence services, the military, the diplomatic corps. And I've got some great friends in Norway, in France, who work for the governments there. And I've had books in those countries. So I'm very lucky that I have this great professional circle who can help me round my books out and give those color details that I think really make the book feel so real.
Brad Thor is joining us. Now, Brad is a number one New York Times bestselling author. How many times over are you a number one New York Times bestselling author?
There's been a lot. I've written 24 books, and a lot of them have been number one, number two. So, but that's that Midwesterner in me. I don't look backwards. I always look forward. I'm only as good as the next thing I'm writing.
Well, all right. Well, do you mind taking people through some of the process? Because you're talking about, again, having the background, knowing what things are like here in Norway or France or what have you. But when you sit down to write, I'm always fascinated by people like you who are such great writers. Do you sit down and say, hey, look, hon, I'm going to work, and you sit down at a desk and you write for 8 hours? Or is there a different process?
No, you've got it. It really is about seat of pants to seat of chair. It's all about discipline. And I'm a husband. I'm a father. I want to see my kids off to school in the morning and be at the dinner table at night. So the only way that can happen is if I get in, strap in, buckle up and go after it. Because as Jack London said, you can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club.
Wow. Well, you have clubbed the hell out of it, I'll tell you what, because this is... This is filled with inspiration. You said 26 books so far. Is that what you said? 26?
24. 24 total
slacker.
I've written.
All right, never mind then. I was all impressed at 26, but 24. Who doesn't have 24 bestsellers? When you're writing this, are you now looking down the line? I mean, I don't want to give too much away of from Shadow of Doubt, because I had an advanced copy, and I've mentioned to people now for the last, I guess, 4 weeks since I've had it, hey, I'm going through it, and I'm trying to just give little pieces here and there because I want people to buy it, and I keep feeling afraid, like I'm going to go, oh, by the way, here's how it ends. Do you know at the beginning how it ends, or do you meander through it?
I am what they call a pantser. I am not an outliner. Like my buddy Dan Brown, who wrote the Da Vinci Code, I got to see his incredibly detailed outline for Da Vinci. That's not my style. I sit down every day not knowing what's going to happen next. And I really believe in the Robert Frost quote that says, no joy in the writer, no joy in the reader, no surprise in the writer, no surprise in the reader. So I like to wait for the muse to kind of hit my shoulder and to shock me into what's coming next. So I don't know. I have no idea how the book's going to end. I end up pulling out my teeth, my eyelashes, all my hair. It can be really stressful, but it's fun.
Wow. It is such a fascinating experience to read the book. And now that I know and everybody knows that you are sort of along for that ride, I want to talk a little bit about your connection to some of the really great people in America. You know, I'm sitting here, as you know, I'm a former police officer. I love people who take time to even just offer a hand to law enforcement or military. But, man, you are tied into so much of this. Why? Why are you doing that?
Well, like I said, I'm the son of a United States Marine, and I really do believe that there is no such thing as the American dream without those willing to protect it. And that's from your local law enforcement department all the way to the military and our intelligence services. So I am able to do what I do only because other people are willing to go out there and take on some of the most dangerous business that this country has to engage in. You know, you're a former cop. I always roll my eyes when I hear press people talk about routine traffic stop. There's no such thing as a routine traffic stop. So I take pride in not only giving people a great white knuckle edge of your seat thrill ride, but I love that people close my books a little bit smarter on how law enforcement works or the espionage game works or kind of international geopolitics. That's the fun stuff I get to sprinkle into my Clancy or Ludlum-esque type novels that I do.
What about your involvement with DHS? Because you've been involved up close and personal in trying to figure out not fictional events or creating fictional events, but looking at situations saying, hey, this might play out.
Yeah, so that was the analytic red cell unit that DHS put together. And unlike my dad, who served his country by picking up a rifle, I got to serve my country by using the gray matter between my ears. So that was a real honor for me to help kind of brainstorm potential terrorist scenarios for the government.
Wow. All right. I want to know which book people should start with. And we've done this every time you've been on and you've said, oh, you can pick up any one. And that's true. I mean, they're all, I love the fact they really are kind of self-contained. You don't have to know everything about Harvath to pick up Shadow of Doubt. You could start there. But man, you got a lot of them. There's got to be one or two or three even that you would suggest to listeners, because we've still got a month or so left. No, seriously, before Labor Day, I want people sitting on beaches reading these books or sitting on porches reading these books. So just give us a short list. Give us the top three that you would recommend.
Okay. So I just spent the weekend with my buddy Robert O'Brien, who was the former hostage czar for the Trump administration before becoming the national security advisor after John Bolton. And I think today, with the massive hostage exchange in getting back those Americans, I dedicated my book Backlash to Robert, and I have a hostage czar character in there. Spymaster or Backlash are great on-ramps. If you don't want to start with Shadow of Doubt, you could do Spymaster or Backlash. Or two summers ago, my book Rising Tiger is so different than anything else. I think people would really like that one, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we're going to give four. We're going to put four in the Jeff Katz book club online. And
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't order anybody to do it, but I'm making a very, very strong suggestion here that those are the four books you're going to need to start with. Are you working on the next one yet?
I have started it, so I'm a little bit into it, but I always push pause this time of year because, you know, I'm going to go on tour for this summer's book and everything, so I get a little mental break, and then I'll dive back in later on this summer.
All right, now I want to remind everybody about your website as well, Brad, bradthor.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join M-I-D-I BradThor.com.
BradThor.com. It's not just the books that people can get there, and it's not just education about you. You got a lot of really, really cool gear that people can get and they should get. Explain to everybody what that's all about, because you know I'm a big Challenge Coin guy, so I love seeing those there.
Yeah, so I was the first guy to start doing the challenge coins and everything, which is kind of fun. And it's just part of that vibe. My readers really like that, that world that I've created with the books. And so we extended it into some other things that we have on BradThor.com, where people wanted to kind of have a piece of Scott Harvath's world and this this very unique set of characters and things like that. So that's why we put that together.
Can you explain what Stay in the Fight means?
So Stay in the Fight, actually, I was signing books for a particular fundraiser for a special, very, very high level tip of the spear special operations group. And I had one of the operators, I said, you know, how would you like me to sign this book to you? And he said, well, here's how I think you should sign all of your books, which is Stay in the Fight, which means you are not out of the fight. If you can pick up your weapon, if you can, you know, press that trigger finger against the trigger, you're still in the fight. So you're not out of the fight. You stay in the fight. And that's the slogan that I've adopted.
I love it. By the way, you're out of black caps. I'm looking at it right now. So you got to, whoever's doing your merch, you got to reorder the black caps. It's a really cool looking cap.
I guess if we're out of them, that's a hot seller. I will definitely go down and rattle some cages after I get off the phone here and see what the issue is.
All right, tell me a little bit about the tour, because I don't know that you're coming to Central Virginia, but I think you're getting kind of close.
Yeah, not on this tour. So we're actually doing, I'm just hitting a few cities. I'm doing Phoenix, Dallas, and Cleveland, and Nashville. That's all there is this time.
All right. Well, Nashville is not bad. Nashville's, you know, small plane ride away. People should go and see you there. We're going to make sure that we put all of this up. And, Brad, I got to tell you, like I've said every time you've been here, number one, I appreciate your time. I really do, because I love the fact you're not just a prolific writer, and you're a great writer. Not that you need me telling you that, but the devotion to the family and looking at what you do for the real heroes in America just means the world to me. And I love the books, and I just cannot do enough to tell people to get a Brad Thor book. You can start anywhere. The latest one is Shadow of Doubt. Is there going to be an option for people to get that signed? Are you going to be able to have that on the website to get it signed this time?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if they want signed, personalized books, they can order. They can go to my website, BradThor.com, click on Shadow of Doubt. I am going to be at the Poisoned Pen Bookstore. That's my first stop in Scottsdale, Arizona, this Sunday. So that's going to be the last chance to get signed. There are signed books available, but if you want it personalized to Uncle Jim or to Aunt Chrissy or whatever it might be, Poisoned Pen is the last chance to get a personalized book.
Okay. All right. So people have got to go to BradThor.com. It's one-stop shop. Get a couple of the books. We'll put the list that Brad officially approved a couple of moments ago as suggestions. We're going to put that up in the Jeff Katz book club. We'll get all the links up on our social media and get yourself some of the gear as well. And the other thing before I cut you loose is that when you take the time to share stuff on your blog, it hits me. And people I know who are Brad Thor fans just love it, because, like, you know what? Except for a cup of coffee or a mug of beer, it's kind of like hanging out with Brad.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I don't work for Simon & Schuster, as you and I have discussed in the past, Jeff. I work for the readers. Yeah. So it's incumbent upon me not only to give them a great thrill ride every summer, but also to stay in touch with them and find other ways to entertain them and also say thank you throughout the year. Because without those readers, I wouldn't be able to enjoy the wonderful career that I do.
Well, thank you for doing everything, man. It is another great read. I want to see what other people say, but I hope I'm amongst the first to say that I think this actually is the best of the best, and that's saying something. It is a nonstop book. It is one of those you just don't want to put down. I fell asleep, just so you know. I mean, at like 2-3 in the morning, and my wife's like, okay, that's it. You're done. No, just one more page. I got to see one more page. So it's a winner, brother. It is a great, great read. I thank you, man. Thank you for coming and hanging out for a couple of minutes.
I appreciate you sharing me with your wonderful audience. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Brad Thor. If you've not been to BradThor.com recently, please get over to BradThor.com. The latest Scott Harvath book is called Shadow of Doubt. And you know, because Brad has been kind enough to come on this show, I don't know how many years, when the new books come out especially, and frankly, I've liked all of them. There have been a couple that I thought, oh, man, I love that book. This is one of those, oh, man, I love this book. Shadow of Doubt. If you are a Brad Thor fan, you are absolutely going to want it for your collection. So go to BradThor.com. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.